This is KCUR. Missouri Governor Jane Nixon has ordered the National Guard to Ferguson to help restore order after another night of sometimes violent protests over the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black teenager. KCUR's Frank Morris is in Ferguson covering the story for NPR. Last night, before the latest round of protests started, KCUR's Maria Carter spoke with Frank about what it's like on the ground in Ferguson.
Frank, so much of the coverage that we've seen on TV and heard on the radio has been about the protests. How accurately does that reflect what's going on the ground there in Ferguson?
Well, Maria, there are enormous protests here. Daily protests along the strip where the Quick Trip, the burned out Quick Trip is. There are enormous rallies here going on almost daily. But what you see the most of are really kind of a sort of a hardcore cadre of revved up young people, mostly young people, who are causing trouble and, you know, creating beautiful images backlit by police vehicles, SWAT vehicles, and tear gas smoke. You see them a lot more than you see all these other people, and there are a lot of very, very dedicated, some very angry, some very earnest people here, but the outpouring, the protests just don't stop. The thing is, the video and the pictures and the audio is so compelling from these guys who are causing trouble and looting that you just see a way inordinate amount of them compared to all the other folks.
As we talk about the protesters, who is leading these protests?
Well, that's a good question. There are a lot of people who would like to be leading these protests from, you know, every stripe of Christian pastor and preacher here, from the black communities. Some very capable leaders are sort of leading some of the protesters. The Black Panther Party, I didn't realize there were so many different chapters. They're here in force with a different agenda. And then you have, you know, sort of honestly almost elderly white radicals out, you know, trying to get in front of this. So there's a lot of people involved who, you know, who've been maybe waiting for this moment. And I don't think there is clear, unified leadership, though.
Two journalists were arrested last week as they were reporting. They were later released. What's it been like as a reporter on the ground there?
You know, for the first day I was here, I barely saw any police officers except at night. And then they kind of came in the first night that I was here, late in the evening. When, you know, trouble, the trouble always starts at night. The protests are sort of, there's a daytime sort of protest vibe and then a nighttime protest vibe where there's candidly, you know, a lot more drinking and pot smoking and just different people, more agitated people. So you see at night a huge police presence. I haven't been hassled at all. And last night, for instance, with the curfew on, I was walking around. There was supposed to be a little holding pen for journalists. I completely ignored the little holding pen and went walking around with the protesters. They're out after the curfew by, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. No trouble. They could see clearly. I mean, obviously, I'm a middle-aged radio reporter. They can see that about a half a block away, and they just let me alone.
School for students in Ferguson starts Monday. What is the community doing to prepare as students go back to school from kind of all this tension and strife there?
They're getting into school late because of the delays, because of, you know, safety concerns. And so they want to make a kind of a fresh start for the students. Some of the students are more likely to be kind of traumatized by this. They're the ones who live close to where these military vehicles have been rolling down streets that they're familiar with, where there's constant honking all day and night, You hear the tear gas canisters going off at night, extra gunfire, and a bunch of businesses are burned out. To the extreme case where kids saw a body of another teenager lying on the street face down for about 4 hours. So, you know, there are various levels. I think the schools are pretty cognizant of this. They're, you know, altering their bus routes and looking into counseling and trying to get everything ready for a successful first day of school.